next on the agenda is item number two. That is, this is PR 2024-010846, minor plat application number 2025-00047. This is also a request for minor preliminary and final plat. Consensus Planning, Jim Strozier and Josh Rogers, agents for Titan Highway Land LLC, request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tracks 1 through 5 in Block 41, University Heights Edition, and Lot 1, Block 3, Monta Vista Edition, zoned MXM. The subject site is located at 3200 Central Avenue, which is the southeast corner of Central and Bryn Mawr. Subject site contains approximately 1.0116 acres in area. Mr. Strozier, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well. If you'd give us your name and address for the mailing address for the record, and then I'll swear you in.
Jim Strozier, 302 8th Street Northwest, 87102.
Mr. Strozier, thank you so much. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer and members of the DFT staff. This application is to do a couple of things. One, it's to effectuate the vacation of right-of-way that was approved previously at the northwest corner of the site. I won't go through the rationale for that since we had a separate hearing about that, but this is the next step for that, and then to consolidate the existing underlying platting into a single lot. We did get all of the comments prior to this meeting. We have reviewed those and don't have any questions or comments. We're in agreement with the proposed, I would characterize them as what will be conditions proposed by planning. And with that, we'd be happy to answer any questions at this time.
Mr. Strozier, thank you. Let me now give members of the general public, unless Mr. Rogers wanted to testify, I don't want to miss him. I'm not seeing him. Is he with you this morning?
I think Ian Robertson is on the call from Titan, but I'm not sure I saw Josh, but...
Okay. Let me just very quickly ask it, and not required to do so, but is there any member of Titan, the property owner, that wishes to testify on this matter? If so, if you'd let us know. Otherwise, we can move on to the public. Okay, I'm not hearing anyone. Let's now move over to any members of the public wishing to provide testimony on item number two, which is PR 2024-010846. If you would raise your hand or otherwise let us know of your intention to testify. Not seeing anybody. Last call for any member of the public wishing to speak on item number two. All right, Mr. Strozier, let's hear from our DFT members and then I'll come back to you.
All right, thank you.
Rodenbeck, see your hand is up. Let me swear you in. Swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth.
Yes, I do.
All right, go ahead, Jay.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I'd request if we could to see if planning can go first. The lead planner on this project, Mr. Webb, needs to head out for an appointment. And
oh, sure.
We'd just like to see if he can go first.
Sure. Yes. Mr. Webb, let's start with you. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much, Robert. Go ahead.
For this one, we pretty much just had the standard comments. We have an associated site plan that is under review now, and we already had this site already had an approved vacation. So some of the information that we'll need, we'll just need a note added to the plat that in regards to the alley width determination detail, project and application numbers added, date of DHO approval, and of course, a copy of the AGIS approved DXF file, and I can put those in the chat. But I didn't have any questions, unless the applicants or anything had any questions for me.
Mr. Strozier, any questions of Mr. Webb?
No questions for Mr. Webb. Thank you.
All right, thank you, and Robert, appreciate that. Mr. Webb saw those comments in the chat box. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Jay, did you have anything else at all?
No, other than just you got your conditions of approval. in the chat. This is Jay Rubenbeck. I'll note that, this is the end result of the vacation of right of way, and is necessary for site development for a hotel currently taking place on the site. That's all I got. Thanks.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thank
Thank
you.
you. All right, Mr. Gutierrez, let's jump back for water authority comments, please, sir. Do you swear affirm the testimony you'll provide in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Yeah, Water Authority has no objection. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Mr. Rodenbeck, do we have Parks with us, or will you be doing those comments?
Mr. Hearing Officer, I'll be doing Parks for
Okay,
the court.
just a reminder, you're still under oath. Go ahead, please.
It's Jay Rodenbeck, so Parks had no objections. No
Okay.
comments, no objections.
Thank you so much. Mr. Chen, we'll go to you next. Hydrology comments, please. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Kwan Chen Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual gradient drainage plan with engineer stamp data of January 8th, 2025. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Mr. Chen, thank you. Mr. Armijo, let's go to you next. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
What are our transportation comments, please?
Okay. The justification to allow the alley to remain is acceptable to transportation, considering the physical obstructions to any widening. We have no objection to the plat. As you move forward with the site plan, transportation has an approved conceptual TCL dated April 28th, 2025. An approved full TCL will be required prior to building permit.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Is Mr. Boylan providing code comments?
Yes, Mr. Officer.
All right, there you are. Thank you, sir. Do you swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
Nope.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Enforcement has no comments and no objections on this.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And we've already heard from Mr. Webb. Mr. Strozier, back to you for any questions or closing remarks.
No comments. I do see that there's a person with a hand raised, but
Yes, I've got a couple. Let me
okay.
defer to them, and then I'll come back to you based on their testimony. Mr. Rodenbeck, since you're already sworn in, let me start with you, and then I do see that Mr. Fowler has his hand raised.
Thank you, Mr. Hearnhauser. This is Jay Rodenbeck. So, Jan, we should with the chain with the fluctuations on the amount of vacated right of way that we had. We should make it clear that and just confirm that the vacated right of way being incorporated with this plat was the square footage ultimately amended by the DHO and approved by city. Well, actually, just approved by the DHO, the amended amount, correct?
Mr. Hearing Officer and Mr. Rodenbeck, that is correct.
And I see Mr. Fowler from right away has up too.
Okay, let me jump to him. Mr. Fowler, good morning, sir. Let me swear you in and then I'll give you an opportunity to testify. Do you swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, sir.
Just for the vacated right of way, we have not. I just wanted to make sure originally there was going to be an appraisal done for the right of way that Titan was talking about. We have a value of $12.50 a square foot, which then has an easement in it. So that comes down to $6.25 cents per square foot. I just wanted confirmation as to whether or not they were going to get an appraisal or if they were going to go with ours. Either way, I can get that final determination out to them. And then we cannot sign off on the plat until we have received payment for that by statute.
Okay. Mr. Strozier, do you have any background on Mr. Fowler's questions?
I do not. Maybe if that sounds very reasonable to me, and I would assume that we would proceed ahead. It's a relatively small amount of square footage. But unless Mr. Robertson has anything additional, I think we would be proceeding ahead and look forward to your confirmation, Mr. Fowler, and we would get that taken care of prior to the plat being signed and recorded.
Perfect. I'll send that final compensation to you today then.
Okay, I'll put my email in the chat.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
And Mr. Strozier, for the record, just want to make sure Mr. Rodenbeck has also added that real property will also need to sign the plat should the request be approved.
I was making a mental note of that as he was speaking, but I appreciate that being documented. And we will make sure that we get that signature line added to the plat prior to routing it.
Okay, very good. Mr. Rodenbeck, your hand's up. I just want to make sure I don't miss you. Was there
Yes, sir, Mr.
additional?
Chernoff. So this is Jay Rodenbeck. So I just want to note on the record that it's a standard requirement that when you have vacated right of way being incorporated with a replat, that real property always does need to sign the plat right before the city engineer provides final sign off. So after all the DFT staff, before the city engineer. So that's just a standard process. We don't always condition that, but that's always a requirement for any time you have the incorporation of vacated right of way to make sure that the acquisition of the property through real properties is completed.
Thank you for the clarification, sir. Appreciate that. All right. I believe we've heard from everyone. Last chance. Okay. As it relates to item number two, PR 2024-010846, minor plat application number 2025-00047. I'm going to approve the request because the proposal meets the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. This approval is based on the following conditions, as we discussed during the hearing. First, please add a note to the plat with the alley width determination details. Next, please add the project and application numbers to the plat before final sign-off. Next, per section 6-6L2D7 of the IDO, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. Next, a copy of the AGIST approved DXF file must be submitted prior to final sign-off of the plat. Next, the real property division must sign the plat. And that will conclude all of the conditions associated with the approval. Mr. Strozier, thank you for your testimony and appreciate your participation.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate it.